Experts point out that no one weather event can be attributed to climate change, but a pattern of extreme weather, like seen in recent years across the United States, fits the models predicted by climate scientists. Here is one of them.
My name is Jennifer Francis. I'm a professor in the Institute of Marine and Coastal Sciences at Rutgers University. I've been studying the Arctic and Arctic climate change and the rapid warming in the Arctic and how it's affecting weather patterns down here where all the people live in mid-latitudes.
Dr. Francis is the lead author on new research that suggests the fluctuation of weather from long periods of dry to long periods of wet may be related to the melting of the polar ice cap. Arctic ice is dropping off dramatically. 2012 saw a record low.
It doesn't take a scientist to look at the change over the last 30 years in the Arctic sea ice and see that the change is just monumentally huge. And people are also experiencing these very unusual weather patterns and recognizing that things just aren't the way they used to be.
Francis points out that open water absorbs and holds more heat than an ice-covered ocean. So all that ice loss in the Arctic means warmer northern latitudes. Francis and her colleagues found that this warmer air up north actually slows down the jet stream.
And the jet stream is really what generates the weather that we experience down here on the surface. So something that affects the jet stream is going to affect our weather. So the idea is that because it's this difference in temperature that drives the jet stream, as we warm the Arctic faster than the mid-latitudes are warming, it's actually making this temperature difference smaller. And so as a result, we're seeing the winds, the west-to-east winds in the jet stream, slowing down as well.
Francis says that a slower jet stream means we can get stuck in longer-term weather patterns.
Whatever weather you're experiencing down here on the surface tends to hang around longer and last longer, and we tend to get into these patterns where it's dry for a long time or very stormy for many days on end, or cold or warm. It all depends on where you are relative to one of these waves in the jet stream.
I think it's quite clear now that for the last roughly 3 years now, the jet stream has been exhibiting some very anomalous behavior. Loopy is the term that I've heard.
That's Bob Oglesby. He's a different climate expert.
Yeah, I'm a professor in the Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences, also a joint employment in the School of Natural Resources. My specialty is in climate dynamics and climate modeling.
Oglesby is at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says the work of Jennifer Francis, linking Arctic ice loss to a weaker jet stream, is very intriguing. But the jury is still out.
What's not yet proven is the connection with reduced sea ice. And the problem is that's a very plausible idea, but there are so many complicating factors that affect the behavior of the jet stream. It's really hard, especially with a short sample of just a few years, to attribute it to any one cause.
More data, over time, will help researchers pinpoint the role Arctic ice loss plays in the weather patterns here. Old-timers in the state know the saying that if you don't like the weather in South Dakota, wait 10 minutes and it'll change. Extreme weather may be the new norm, but if the research of those like Dr. Jennifer Francis proves correct, the patterns of wet or dry weather could settle in and stay longer than they used to. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.